Episode 1897, Focus on the Do, Not the Don't.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy Happy Day. It's another day to put a smile on your face and joy in your heart. It's Relationship Builders Day. Let's build a strong foundation in your marriage. Focus on the do, not the don't. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Stay tuned. Exciting new information is coming up. Well, how many times are you fussing about what your spouse doesn't do? Focus on the do, not the don't. You do not have to be the one who focuses solely on the should haves. You do not have to be the one who tells your spouse that he is not doing it correctly. However, you do need to be the one who supports and lifts up their spouse. So think about this. What have you been doing? And not just this past week. Look back on the past months into a couple years back. Are you one that every other conversation you are putting your spouse down? Are you one who's saying, gosh darn it, if you would just do this, you can never do anything right? Or you're always leading with the fact that you're right and he's wrong. If we keep beating down our spouses, do you think that will give them a reason to stay and be wonderful? To try and work on things where they fall short? No. Common sense tells us that. Oh, but we are just so caught up in who we are. And it's not even an ego thing. We just think that we're doing it right. We see it only from our perspective. And there's nothing else. End of story. If you keep beating down your spouse, and I'm not talking about physically, that's for a whole nother episode. We're talking figuratively here. If you keep dragging your spouse through the mud, if you keep harping on them every single time, why don't you pick up your clothes? Why can't you be a better spouse? Why can't you love me like my best friend's husband loves her? I mean, seriously. I'm sure you can pick out very quickly five things, that's just one hand, as to comments that you've made. Maybe even today, you've let it slip. Times are crazy right now. Maybe you're struggling with finances. Yes, maybe it is the pandemic. Yes, maybe it's the children. Maybe it's just you. But maybe the whole conversation that you're having all the time is nothing but negativity coming out of your mouth. It's all about the don't. They're going to hit the road running as soon as their love account runs dry. They won't be able to give anymore. You see, I experienced this. I didn't mean it on purpose. But between having five children, homeschooling them, thinking that I was being the best spouse, trying to keep it all together, I inevitably pushed my spouse away. It was no fault but my own. I didn't mean to, but I didn't realize that what I was saying, the words, my actions, they were draining my husband's love account. I wasn't feeding him. I wasn't feeding his heart. Had nothing to do about his ego. I mean, yes, I didn't do some of the things like lift him up and say, oh man, thanks so much for being an incredible provider. I took him for granted. I thought I was telling him because I was at home homeschooling, not just my children, his children, because children take two, right? Yeah, you have to have two people to have a child. I was cooking for him. I was being that incredible community leader, taking care of the community's children. I was making sure that, you know what I was doing was following what God wanted me to do. At least that was the expectations that I had for myself because of what I thought they, meaning others, had for me. I was trying to fit a mold. The problem is, fitting a mold, I was leaving my husband out. And I wasn't doing it purposefully. I really thought I was trying to be that loving, endearing wife. And at times I was. But at times that he needed it the most, I just left him out to dry. I left him hanging out there. Go fend for yourself. If you want to have a strong foundation in your marriage, focus on the do, not the don't. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Focus on the do. What matters in a relationship, a marriage, is the building up of one's partner. The only way that can be accomplished is if you stop dragging your spouse through the mud with the use of your words, your actions, your looks, and tone of voice. So focus on the do, not the don't. What does that look like in real life? Well, let's break it down. Number one, slam your spouse with the positive. I know you were thinking I was going to say something negative, didn't you? Nope, we're focusing on the do. Slam your spouse with the positive. We are good at wrestling our spouses with cutthroat comments, oh, I'm better than you reactions, or this is the only way, babe. Instead of being like everyone else in the world, you have to make a choice to slam your sweetheart with love and affection, giving them the confidence to grow. You want to pick them up and reward them for what they can do. Stop picking out the things that they can't do. Guess what? They already know where they fall short. They don't need you reminding them every other hour. They get beaten up enough at work. They don't need to come home and feel like a less than. Make them feel like a more than. Slam your spouse with the positive. Number two, share your sincere gratitude. Notice I didn't just say gratitude. Be grateful. I said, share your sincere gratitude. One thing that stands out the most in a relationship is showing sincere gratitude, truly being thankful for what they do every day for you and the family. The sacrifices, the little things that are done are more than appreciated. When was the last time you told your husband, thank you so much for working so hard to provide for us? When was the last time you said that? If you tell your spouse that once a week, I guarantee that's going to give you a shift in your relationship. Now, is that going to heal absolutely everything in your marriage? Oh no, you're going to have a lot more work still left to go. But when you begin to recognize their strengths, they already know their weaknesses. So share your sincere gratitude. Thank you so much, honey, for spending an hour every night putting the kids to bed, reading them the stories, saying their prayers with them. That means the world to them. Don't make the assumption that your spouse knows, your wife knows, that your husband knows, that they're appreciated. Because I'm here to tell you, most of the time, they don't feel it. And if they're not feeling gratitude, they're going to get it from someplace else or from someone else. I'm not saying that as something threatening. I'm being real with you. No one talks about this stuff. And why do you think half of marriages end up in divorce? And sometimes it's even more. In our society today, it's easier to get a divorce than it is to get married. That's if you're just going to say, okay, we're going to part ways. Now, if you're going to fight and do all this craziness, oh yeah, it can cost thousands upon tens of thousands of dollars. But the reality is, if your spouse is in a situation and it's been happening for so long, they might just be ready to cut their losses and they don't care. They're just like, I'm done. Oh yeah, I'm just done. We take half and half. I'm finished. Whatever. It's easier to sign off. You're not doing your spouse any good and you're not doing you any good. Both are left brokenhearted. You're hurting, your spouse is hurting, and your family is hurting. If there's children involved, I guarantee you they are hurting too. So slam your spouse with positive, with the positive. Love on them. Share your sincere gratitude. Tell them thank you for all that they do. Thank you when they take the trash out. I know that seems so petty. Like, I shouldn't have to say that. Oh no, you should. You should. The little things matter because those little things, they add up to much greater things. We forget that in business, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness, right? We forget that in personal development, personal growth, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Guess what? In your marriage, the same applies. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's the little things, the consistency, what you do every single day. Number three, shadow who you want to see. You may wish that your spouse was a little different in one area or another. Then you have to be that shadow so they can see who they can become. I remember way back when I saw this cute little video on YouTube, and I am not one who goes and searches out the funny cat videos. I don't do that. My kids show me those things. I don't Google. I don't have time for that. My mind goes to other things. My mind goes to serving and building up incredible people. Because that is what God has given me. That's my mission in life. Because everybody has a purpose. And sometimes we just get a little lost in the forest. We have to find our way back. We have to gain accountability. Well, there was this one video that I saw, and I'm sure it's still out there. In fact, I think I shared it with you all. Oh, probably years ago. And I had the link in the podcast show notes, and I don't even know where it is. I probably could locate it. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. You'll probably be able to Google it faster than I can find it for you. But it was about this little cute girl. Oh, I don't know. She wasn't even probably older than like maybe two, at most three, if that. And she discovered her shadow. And it looked like she was kind of in a parking lot. But the sun was so bright and she tried to chase her shadow. Like, wait, that's part of me. Shadow who you want to see. You've got to be able to give love in order to receive it the way you want to receive it, right? If you're like, I want my spouse to be like this, are you being that reflection right now? Ouch, that was a harsh one, wasn't it? I'm sorry. It's a gut check moment. Are you being the spouse that you want to see within your own spouse? Shadow who you want to see. And I know already you're probably like, oh yeah, but I deserve sometimes better, Christiane. Oh, I get it. Been there. But if you act like you are better than, where is that throwing you? It's throwing you all in the trenches of chaos. And when relationships are like that, and there is not healing, if someone is not willing to say enough is enough, I am ready to break this habit, I'm ready to break the stupid stuff that we're doing that we're supposedly calling our love life. We got to do something different. Somebody has to step out. Somebody has to take that one step that will lead to miles of greatness. I know there were many times that I felt like all I was doing was giving, 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 giving. When my husband and I had our tornado, when that tornado absolutely destroyed everything that, in my opinion, I believe that I worked so hard for. Now, if you were to listen to my husband's story, he might tell you a different side. Oh, I was giving, 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 giving. The problem was, is that we didn't see what the other one thought. There was no role modeling. There were no sharing of shadows. We were doing what we thought. We weren't looking and building up and lifting up our spouse. It became all about us. That is not how we can build up. I'm sure at times my husband would say, oh, I gave and I gave and I gave. And I know I would say the same thing. And I'm like, where were you? It's not about right or wrong. Don't get stuck in that. Focus on the do, not the don't. So let me get a little bit English here on you. And that wasn't proper English, by the way. I'm going to get Englished on you. We're going to talk here about how this statement is written. If you were to look at the statement, focus on the do, comma, not the don't. It reads great. It sounds great too. But if you take out that comma and you just read it, focus on the do, not the don't. Do you notice it says the same thing? Focus on the do, not the don't, which is the do not, the do not. Do not, the do not. It says the same thing that we're trying to say in a funny different way. In fact, I tried to rewrite it multiple times and I'm like, no, I like the way it sounds and how it comes across. Focus on the do, the positive side, not all these don'ts. We're great at hounding on the don'ts. We got to let those go and get to the do's. But when you read it from an English perspective, focus on the do, not the do not, right? Because the don't is a contraction, which stands for do not. Do not the do not. Boy, it sounds like a commandment in a relationship. I kind of like it. Are you all about the do not, the do not? Or are you all about the I'm going to do the don't? See the difference? That word not, N-O-T, throws the meaning totally different. Friends, it doesn't matter what is happening in the world. It doesn't matter if you're suffering due to finances, disciplining children because they're at those stages. Maybe you've got terrible twos and then you've got a know-it-all, you know, six-year-old that's controlling the world, and maybe you have a middle schooler, whatever your family situation is, maybe it's finances, maybe it's the pandemic. If you are constantly pulling your spouse down, degrading him with your comments and leaving him left to fend for his own dignity, you are destroying your marriage. I can't say it any plainer. And it breaks my heart. Because honestly, I believe that most of the marriages that are out there, most of them, I'm not talking about the ones that there's drugs and alcohol involved or abuse of some form or fashion. Those are not the ones I'm talking about here because that's a totally different discussion. If I'm talking about the average marriage, the ones that end in divorce, I believe that if we get a few things straight, we could bring the family back to where it needs to be. We don't have to be the society where divorce is our way out. That should make you smile. That should give you hope. Even when things are so uncertain right now. The only thing certain in life is uncertainty. Why? Because change is a constant. You are in a position right now to impact your marriage. What are you going to do about it? Now you can say, you know what? I'm just going to keep doing my same thing. He doesn't put the lid down on the toilet. I'm going to tell him so. If he's wrong or if he's right, I'm going to tell him that I'm still right. I'm the number one. Yeah. You keep doing that, you're just going to destroy your marriage. Now, this destruction may take years, could be just months. But my thought is you don't want to get to this point because you can create an impact that will change generations to come. That's a legacy that's worth living. Be that living legacy now that says, I want to show people what it's like to come together as a couple, to be indestructible through God. You can't do it by yourself. So instead of being that partner in life that thinks everything can only be done your way, think again. Focus on the do, not the don't. When you do, you don't have to worry about taking someone down. Go out today. Love on your spouse. Lift them up. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a restful and beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.